Tonight, I want to continue on this thought of this subject that we started. I am discovering that if we could recognize our enemy, be aware of them at all times, we could stop them from some of the stuff they have done. And that's why we go to the scripture. That's why we hold the Holy Spirit. That's why we constantly study the Word of God. So, because the Word says real plain, in Psalm 119, and I believe verse 131, somewhere in there. He said, the interest of thy word giveth light. It giveth what? Understanding to the simple. It giveth light and understanding. In light, you can see. And what you understand, you can comprehend, and you can do. But if you don't understand it and you can't see it, those things take the advantage of you. Now, you remember when they was talking about anthrax, I guess I'm saying that right, and how they could send it in the mail in different places, and it was in the air. You couldn't see it with your natural eye. Amen. And the same way about radioactivity, the radioactive stuff, you can't see it with your natural eye, but there's a devil you can't comprehend or see him with your natural eye, but by faith you can see him. You know his activity, you know his habits, you know how he operates, and faith will pick him up, recognize him, and expose him with the light. Isn't that good? Amen. So we can live a life that is filled with the goodness of God. Listen, God do not have to come back and do anything about our salvation. When he was here, he finished it. He completed it. And so that's why I want to talk about the doubt, the thief of your faith. Doubt and unbelief, that's an enemy to your faith. Doubt and unbelief. And how do you recognize doubt? Know what the word says. Anything, anybody who's talking, when they speak or act contrary to the word, that's doubt, that's unbelief. God's word is the absolute truth. His word is forever settled. If he said it, it's true. He sealed it in blood. And it's forever. And he said it like this in Malachi, he's I, the Lord, I change not. When Jesus showed up and finished his work, and Hebrews said that Jesus Christ, what? The same yesterday, today, forever. Amen. So I want to look at something, how that, anyway, let me get to it. Turn with me to the book of John. Let me read my text again. And it says, our text says in Mark 11:23, that's our text, where we took our study from. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he says. Notice that's the statement, shall not doubt in his heart. Keep that thought in mind, because it is the heart that we believe God with. It is the heart, not the head, not the feeling, not the outward circumstance. It is the heart. God, faith is of the heart. And so notice Jesus said, this is what happened. If you shall say unto this mountain, remove yourself, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, his or her heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he or she will have whatsoever they say.
All right.
So I want to look at John 10. Let me get there. I had it. All right, John 20:24. Thank you. John Gospel, the Big John. You know, they said if we have Big John, Little John. We want to go to Big John tonight. Amen. John Gospel, chapter 24. John Gospel, chapter 20:24. Okay. All right. Notice the 24th verse. This John recorded after Jesus was resurrected, and Jesus appeared to his disciples, and Thomas was not there. And the 24th verse, it says, but Thomas, one of the 12, okay, we got it on the screen, y'all can look at it. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with the Lord when Jesus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see, I want you to listen closer now, what he said, except I shall do what? See in his hand the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nail, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. He did not believe what they said. But the Bible says, we read it the other week, the woman with the issue of blood, she was not supposed to be in that crowd. She was not supposed to be there. But she left home anyway and pressed her way to get to Jesus. And the Bible says, when she heard, she didn't wait to see. When she heard, she said, Thomas heard and he said, I will not. The woman heard and said, if I can. Touch his garment. Y'all getting it? Faith is of the heart. And doubt and unbelief come from the heart, if you put it in there. And the enemy wants to make you feel, think, and not trust God. Because he'll give it to you like this. What if you say that and nothing happened? Why is he saying that? And here God had given you a blood sworn oath, a word that's sealed in blood, that he said, before one of my words fail, heaven and earth will pass away. He had given us that. The guarantee of his word is Jesus. Hallelujah.